magnify your name. Oh, we worship you, God. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Just for a minute, I feel that we just need to worship God just for a minute. We just need to switch the atmosphere. For a little while, we just need to lift the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. We just need to lift him up for a little while, church. Yes, we praise him. Where is the drama? Where is the drama? If you can turn with me to Exodus 32. Many of us will know this chapter. But when the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and they said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fella, Moses, who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." And Aaron answered them, "Take off the gold earrings and that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me." So all the people took off their earrings and they brought them to Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron. He took what they handed him and he made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a two. And then they said, these are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf. And he announced, tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord. So the next day the people rose early and they sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterwards, they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. And then Proverbs 29 verse 18, which is where I'll be focusing, explains everything that we have just read. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Without a vision, the people perish. Now, with vision allows us to see and to speak into the future. Beyond the natural, and we are able to go into the realm of the supernatural. If you have a vision, you are able to see things that others cannot see. You are able to hear things that others will not be able to hear. Vision comes in either a visual form or it comes in an audible form, hearing or seeing the word of God. It is written or it is spoken. For example, in Revelation chapter 1, we read about John caught on the island of Patmos. And the Bible says that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he heard behind him a voice, the Bible says, like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. John had a revelation, a revelatory, can I say, word from God, and he saw things when he was in the Spirit. Now, the King James translation of this verse is one of the most, misunderstood and misinterpreted verse in the Bible. You see, many people, when we talk about, and it's a very famous verse, this, without a vision, the people perish. And many people believe that this verse is referring to the vision statement of the church, or even to us as leaders. So we have a vision for Connaught Road, for example, because we're going back. But vision here refers to a special revelation. And the principle that apart from God's word, apart from his voice, apart from his utterance, society quickly spins into moral chaos and decline. And that, I've got to tell you, includes the church. And so the English Standard Version of the Bible makes it very, very clear for us, this verse. It says that where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. Now, prophetic vision refers to, as I said before, a special revelation of God's word. Casting off restraint carries the idea of there being a total loss of order. There is chaos everywhere. And it's the same meaning from the scriptures that we have just read in Exodus 32, especially verse 25. It describes the Israelites' frenzy during the golden calf, this calf that they had built during that disastrous time. Moses saw, it says in the Bible, that Moses, after he'd been up in the mountain, he came down from the mountain and he saw that the people, this is what the scripture says, were running wild and that Aaron had let them get out of control, and so they became a laughingstock to their enemies. In other words, where there is no prophetic vision, where there is no revelation of God's word, there is total loss of social order. Look around you. Everything is in chaos when the word of God is not going forth. There is chaos everywhere. Can you imagine if there were no visions? Can you imagine if there were no words from the Lord? If we had stopped prophesying, if we stopped hearing from God, how barren we would become. We would be lacking direction, and we would be lacking instructions, and we would be confused, and we would be in turmoil. I've got to tell somebody. It's often been times been said that God was, this is really interesting. A lot of people say that God was silent for 400 years. Can you believe that? From the Old Testament, Malachi, from the book of Malachi to Matthew, people say that God was silent for 400 years. But God's apparent silence throughout then, and oftentimes we read in the Bible, it seems that God was silent or inactive or absent. He was never silent. He was always there. He is always here. And God is always up to something. But it's us. We have not been listening. We have not been seeing. We have not been in the Spirit. The Bible tells us that God is Spirit. You see, it takes eyes of faith to see where God is at work, even when he doesn't have someone to write about it. Even when he doesn't have someone to speak about it, God is still at work, and it takes eyes of faith to see what he is doing. God has never stopped speaking. He's always speaking, but we're often not in the position to hear him. Where there is no word from the Lord, we will perish. Show me a people that are not hearing from God, and I will show you a people that are defeated every time. I will show you a people who are not hearing from God, who are confused and who are in turmoil. And so the job of the enemy, Satan's job, is to close the mouth of people who can see and block the ears of people who are hearing. That's his job, and he does it very well. But I'm going to tell the devil something. I will not keep silent, as we have been declaring this morning. God is looking for people who are full of the Holy Spirit, who is going to declare his word to a world that is in chaos, to a church even that is in chaos. God is looking for those people. And I want to say that you're seated right here. The Bible said that my people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4 and verse 6. And it seems to me that there is a link between these two verses. Because we perish when we're lacking in vision. And we perish when we're lacking in knowledge. Knowledge is general awareness or possession of information. It is facts and ideas. It is truth and principles. But the knowledge that we're referring to here is not any type of knowledge. It's not having great mathematical knowledge or history or science or political or world affairs. But the knowledge that we're talking about here is the law of God, the word of God, God's word. David says in Psalm 119:11, which you know very well, he says, "Thy word I have hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." That is knowledge. From the scriptures we just read, Moses hears from God. And God tells him to speak to Pharaoh. He says, "Tell Pharaoh what I'm telling you." And Moses went to Pharaoh and he says, God says, "Let my people go so that they may worship me." And so the children of Israel, who had been in bondage for 400 years, were released. I come to tell somebody today that when prophetic revelation of God's word goes forth, you listen to this, it will release you. And I can say this because I haven't just read it, I have seen it in action. When God's word, a prophetic revelation, comes, it releases you from whatever is holding you captive. You can be held captive, you see, in your mind. You can be held captive in your body, sick for years. You can be locked in spiritual bondage. It happens even in the church. You can be oppressed. You can be depressed. You can be having unhealthy habits binding you. But I've come to tell somebody that one prophetic revelation from God will release you. Wherever you are, even today, I speak to every situation in this room. And just like Moses had said, "Let my people go so that they may worship me." Now, I don't know what might be holding you in this place, but I have come with a prophetic voice this morning, and I declare in the name of Jesus, every sickness, every bondage in your mind, I declare today, God says, "Let my people go so that they may worship me." So that they may worship me. You see, you've got to understand that the plan of the enemy is to stop the church of Jesus Christ worshiping him. That's his plan. And he does it very, very well. And he will put things in the place, in your place, in your family, in your life, so that you will not worship God. But I've come to tell the devil that I will not keep silent. I will worship. Let my people go so that they may worship me. Hallelujah. You see, the Israelites, they were used to hearing. They were used to hearing God's voice. They were used to hearing Moses. He was the intermediate. He stood between them and God. And now Moses had gone up into the mountain, and he was there for a very, very long time. Now, I can understand what was happening to Moses because, you know, when you are in the presence of God, you just don't want to leave. I have sometimes referred to our Wednesday service, and I have difficulty, I'm going to tell you, getting the people to leave that building. Because the presence and the sweetness of God's presence just keeps after that. Now I can understand Moses spending so long in the presence of God. And for that period, the word of God was missing. Can you see what is happening? Can you see how important a revelation of the word of God is, especially in this time and especially in the church? We would be in chaos. Moses was out of sight. He was out of mind. Words from the man of God was missing. The mouthpiece of God was not being heard anymore. And in the absence of that, they did what they wanted. They did what they thought was right. They had no direction. They had no laws. They had no order. Why? Because there was no prophetic vision. There was no prophetic revelation. The voice of God was not heard. When the voice of God is not heard, where there is no prophetic vision, where there is no conviction. I remember when I was younger, I'm going to tell you that at certain times I was afraid to go to church because of the word that was going to come, because of the prophetic revelation that was going to come. I was afraid because I was not in the position that I should have been. You're sounding quiet. When there is no voice of God, where there is no prophetic vision, no conviction, where there are no challenges, never mind the world, the church gets into chaos. In the absence of revelation, the church, talking about the church right now, you and I, the church writes its own laws. Can you not see it? The church do what they believe is right. It's okay to fornicate. It's okay to live in sin. God is a merciful God. This is what the church is writing. Oh, God, we need to hear your voice in these end times. It's okay for the church to do what it likes. Write its own laws. It's okay to take drugs. It's okay to lie and to cheat. It's okay because God is merciful. When the voice of God, when the truth of God's word is being preached, many people will feel hurt. Can I say that again? When the truth of God's word is being preached, many people will feel hurt. And that's why many people will say, I'm not going back to church. You see, many people go where they're not challenged, where the word of God is not heard, where the word of God becomes social activity. Can you believe that? Where the word of God is mild, where it does not offend, where it does not prick the heart. The word of God, the truth of God's word, offends. Matthew 15:10-12. Jesus called the crowd to him and said, listen and and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them. But what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them, Jesus said. And then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard that?" Jesus, do you know that the people who go to that church called Eden, they were offended when they heard that? But all Jesus was doing, he was speaking the truth. And you know that saying, the truth hurts. Has anyone ever been there? When you've been told the truth, it is correct, it is right, but when somebody else tells you the truth, it pains you. Has anyone ever been there? Come on, let's be truthful. This. Thank you, my sister, my little sister there. If we do not hear God's word, whether it is written, whether it is spoken, then we can expect society, we can expect the church to break down and cast off restraint. The reason that there is so much immorality today is because the truth of God's word is not preached enough. There are no prophetic visions, revelations anymore, not as often anyway. But my prayer is that God will raise up preachers, teachers, who are full of the Holy Spirit, who will speak the word of God. And as the song says, not be silent. We need a voice in these end times. Agree when you look around you and you see the chaos happening in this world. I say, God, we need to hear a word from you. That will make the difference. I tell you, saints, it will make the difference. But God is looking for somebody who will stand up with power and authority and speak it. God, use me. The enemy is working very well. And the enemy is after your vision. He's after your revelation. I've got to tell you, he's out to try and keep you silent. And there's a difference between sight and vision. You see, vision is supernatural, and sight is natural. You see, what you see in the natural is not the same as what you see in your vision. Do you agree? You see, vision operates out of the spirit, whereas sight operates out of the flesh. To receive a vision from God, you have to get in to the spirit. Have I lost you? You still there? To receive a vision, a revelatory word from God, you have to be in the spirit. I've got to say that you will never get a revelation or a vision in the natural, in your flesh, because visions are born out of the spirit. Hey! That the Bible says that John was in the spirit on the Lord's day. How many of us on this Lord's day are in the spirit? Or are you still in the natural? Get in the spirit. When you get in the spirit, God will talk to you. God will move in your experience. When you get in the spirit, you rise to the level of where God is, and your spirit and his join. And let me tell you, great and awesome things happen. God speaks to you. you get visions, you get revelations. Yeah? What does he say? This is what Peter prophesies. He's not actually even prophesying. What he's saying is this. This is what Joel said many, many years ago. He says, in the last days, these are the last days, he says, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men like me shall dream dreams. Amen. Old men like me and Sam.
Yes.
That is. You see, so the Bible says that the flesh is enmity against God. What it means that there is a constant war that is going on between the flesh and the spirit. The flesh opposes, it is hostile. Can you believe this? Towards God. The flesh is that unbelieving part of us that opposes the spirit of God. Romans 8 and verse 7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. We know that God's law, according to Romans 7 and verse 14, is spiritual. Somebody needs to get in to the Spirit. Hallelujah. The Spirit wars against the flesh. Galatians 5:17. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that they are not to do what they're supposed to do. And so the enemy to your vision which is spiritual is your sight. You see, because sometimes God will give you, listen to this, God sometimes will give you a vision that is contrary to your sight. Does anybody get that? It means what you are looking at in the natural is not exactly what it's supposed to be. Because if you are able to move into the realm of the Spirit, you will be able to see what God sees, because God is Spirit. You would be able to see that according to the word of God, that by his stripes I am healed. You should be able to see that when you move into the realm of the Spirit, you begin to see what God sees. You begin to see salvation when it looks like it is not happening. You begin to see healing when it looks like it's not taking place. You begin to see the miraculous when in your natural eyes it looks like nothing is happening. The enemy to your vision is your sight. What you're looking at does not seem possible. You don't know how it's going to work out. And you've already given up, because from where you are standing, it is impossible. It doesn't look like it can be done. In the natural, you will say, this is not possible. Has anybody ever been there? In the natural. I've got stories after stories. I could stand here today and tell you stories that are happening week after week where God moves by his Spirit and the impossible happens. This is how we should be living, saints. In the realm of the Spirit, we hear a word from God because we're in the Spirit. and we're able to locate things where in the natural we cannot find them. Woo! I don't know if there's anybody that wants to come there with me. In the realm of the spirit, leave this natural behind and get in the spirit, because that's where it happens. Come on, my brother. Hallelujah. You see, the job of the enemy to take away your vision, to stop the word, to block the dreams, to hinder the prophetic, because he knows that without a vision, God's people will perish. He knows it. There is a vision that God has given you. Something he has shown you. And he takes for you. I'm going to sound a bit radical here. But it takes for you to be like God and speak it into being. In these end times, God is looking for people who will do just that. People who are filled with his spirit, who can speak the vision, who can speak revelation into being as if God is speaking it. It's interesting and almost scary when I read this in Psalm 82, verses 5 to 6. They do not know or understand. They wander in the darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I have said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High God. When I'm reading stuff like this, I'm going to tell you, I don't just know, but I feel that there is nothing that I cannot do as a believer. Because I believe that when I utter and I open my mouth and begin to speak what God says, like God is saying, I have seen the supernatural. And so God is calling us as believers to be like him, to speak his word in impossible situations. God wants to use you in that way. He does, his church. We are called, all of us, to rule and to reign with Christ Jesus. We are children of God. Let me say it again, because I don't think there's some people that believe me. We are children of God. We have his DNA. We have vision. We carry God-like qualities. It was given to us right at the very beginning of creation when God created man. But it was stolen from us by the enemy. The Bible says that he comes only to steal, to kill, to destroy. But I thank God. I thank God. And I can stand here and declare that everything which was stolen from me, that took place in the garden, including our ability to give birth to vision, has been reinstated through Jesus Christ. And somebody ought to give God a praise just there. Hallelujah. Reinstated. You carried on. The enemy took it away from you. But Jesus, by his power, 2,000 years ago, has given it back to you. I could run around this building 10 times. The power which the enemy took from you, you've got it. You've got it back. Your rulership ability, you've got it back. It's been reinstated. We are now kings and priests of the living God, sons and daughters of the living God. We dwell in the Spirit. We hear from God. We speak mysteries. We perform miracles in the name of Jesus. That's who I am, and I thank God for that. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Because it is through Jesus we have been reinstated to the place of authority, to the place of power. Are there any powerful people here? Wait, keyboard player, please. You know, one day, I'm going to tell you, because I read that God says he's given me power, he's given me authority. It means that I'm able to rule. It means that on this earth right now, I am a king, and king give instructions. And when they instruct, things happen. One day when the weather was not so good, I commanded the rain to stop. And did it continue to rain? The rain stopped. And then I said to myself, is this a coincidence or is this the power of God at work? You see, when you understand who you are in Christ Jesus and the power that you carry, there are things that we are living through and there are things that we are accepting that God says, I did not give you that. And we have the authority to release others and release ourselves from them through the power of the Holy Spirit and the written and the spoken word. Right there, because it's almost 1 o'clock. Hallelujah. Please stand to your feet. Somebody needs to get into the spirit right about now. This is not a feeling. This is not a feeling. If you are a believer, if you are sons and daughters of the living God, you should be able to just step into the spirit now. Come out of what is holding you down. Come out of the trouble that you are in. Step into the spirit. Because in the spirit, God will open your eyes and your ears so that you can hear the word of God for your situation. You're just getting the spirit right now. What are we going to do? I want every believer who believes the word that I've been speaking today, who has brought a prophetic word, I need somebody to begin to change their situation. Change their situation. Believers, spirit-filled people, who are hearing the word of God, who are seeing visions right now, revelatory, prophetic word. I need you to speak to your situation right now. Something's going to happen right now. If you believe, if you don't believe, it's fine. You can keep your mouth closed. But I'm going by what the song says, that I will not be silent. I will not be silent. Because right now, my breakthrough is going to come in Jesus' name. My body is going to be healed in Jesus' name because of his blood. Ha! Thank you, God. You just speak it, church. I'm not going to pray for you. You just speak into your situation the word of God. Not your own words, but the word of God. Whatever God is bringing a revelation to your situation right now, you just speak his word. By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes. I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Because of the blood of Jesus, I am healed. I am healed by his blood. By his blood. Yeah, I am healed by his blood. The Bible said that I am an overcomer. There is nothing that can hold me down right now. Because I am in the spirit of the Lord's day. I'm hearing the word of God that I am victorious. I am a winner. Yes, I am. The enemy is defeated in my situation. In my family, he is defeated. Yes, he is. In my body, he's defeated. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My eyes are healed. I'm having 20/20 vision right now. Yes, a prophetic vision. I'm having 20/20. Somebody's eyes right now, I declare, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Somebody's eyes, which are deteriorating, I command in the name of Jesus, be healed, be healed, be healed. Right now, in Jesus' name, because of your blood, God, spoken. The Lord just revealed to me that there's more than one here who you haven't been able to sleep at night. The enemy has been disturbing your sleep. I don't even want you to raise your hands because you know who you are. And in the name of Jesus, I speak a revelation right now. Your sleep from tonight will be sweet. In the name of Jesus, I bind those demons that have been assigned to you in Jesus' name. Your sleep tonight, from tonight, God says, is going to be sweet. Hallelujah. 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 If you're that person, if you're those people, you just clap up to God and give him thanks. Yeah, yeah. I know it. I know it. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen.